Praise the Lord.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. Tonight we're on the radio station once again. Many things have gone on, but God has blessed us. God has kept us. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. Before we proceed, I want to read a scripture found in the book of Psalms 90. Just a few of it. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turned man from destruction and returned ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as it was but yesterday, when it has passed, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as they are the flood. They are sweet in the morning. They are like grass that groweth up. Tonight, I just want to thank God. Tonight, we're supposed to have on the radio station with us tonight. A lady that I believe God's going to use her. If she, I know a lot of things have been going on throughout this flood time. We live in a time where we can just say God has been good to some of us. We know that God can, God will. He's always there for us. He loves us. He has not left us. One thing we can just say to God, we love him in the name of Jesus. And one thing I have to say to everybody that is listening, far and near, get it right, get it ready, because he's on his way back. He's looking for the people that have served him, trusted him, accepted what God has paid for him. When we do that, we can move forward. As I look into the scriptures and find what God has said, see, from a spiritual standpoint, when we take a look at the principles, God makes things so assuredly. He said, I, not mankind, I breathe into Adam, and he became a man. That's an awesome power. That's a principle of God. God breathes on things that come alive. God speaks to things coming up. God looks at things coming up because of his power. And the Bible says, everlasting to everlasting. There is no end of God's kingdom. So we shall live eternity. Somebody say, he's going to do that. God has a plan. I want to be a part of his plans because I love him. I know what God's doing for me. Do you know what he's doing for you? Can we talk? Can we talk? See, the problem that a lot of people have, they want to go on Facebook, pop off. They want to go on Twitter. They want to go on Lumberjack. They want to go on Snap. They want to go bye-bye-bye and want to woo-hoo-hoo. But nobody wants to face the truth. See, when you speak to God, God will talk to you. I always say to somebody, they're afraid to talk. And some people say, well, I'm just not ready for that. Well, what are you ready for? What if God comes down and speaks to you personally? Are you ready to say, hello, Lord? I know I am. And I believe God has spoken to me several times, even more than my life. See, God has a way of speaking to us. He speaks directly to the spirit of a person and brings them to a point to understand. Now, who's you who know what to do, how to do it, when to do it? Because God is still full of love. There is nobody like God. He's the only one can make that thing possible. When we come and say to him, Lord, without you, we can't make it. We can't make it. We can't make it. But God, God is able. God makes a way for us. He can do it. He makes it for us. And tonight we just thank God for everything he's done. See, the Bible tells you and I will praise you at the house of your faithfulness, my God. I was singing praises with the lyrics, Holy One of Israel, who is like you, God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. God is faithful. Who has called you into fellowship? Who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? And the Bible says you and I, no temptation. My God, I tell you, just so good. No temptation has overtaken you except it is common to mankind. Mankind has a common temptation, the FLESA, the flesh. And God is faithful. He will not let me and you be tempted beyond what we can bear. But when we are tempted, not like this, he will always provide us a way of escape that we can endure it. Now, tonight we got some on the radio station with it. Can we talk? Are you there? Are you there? Can we talk? I know the flood have caused a lot of people to be kind of pushed out. Some people have been on, been here and there, but it's about, can we talk? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about government? You want to talk about the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible? You want to talk about Jesus? You want to talk about how you can help yourself, how you can help me? Can we talk? This is a place where we can talk. See, when I talk to some people that I know down there in Boma, they ain't got no water. Water is essential to the life. Because for every 100 pounds you weigh, 66 2/3 is water. And the rest of it is made out of the organs, the blood, which is that part of it also. But when we come to a point and realize what God has done, some of us been in that storm on this eastern lower part of Texas. Some have suffered beyond understanding. Why? It was not God's storm. God didn't send that storm. You know what sent that storm? Lucifer. He did it because he wants, he knows that time is getting low. He knows that man has to come to a conclusion. Men of God, women of God, children of God. It's time to take a challenge to the next level. No matter what nobody say about you or to you, Jesus Christ is still there for you. It's up to you. Can we talk? I know it hurt us when we couldn't, that policeman lost his life. The 30-some-odd years, been served faithfully. Young man, and that truck with the mother. Grandma, all three generations passed away. But somebody, the more we pray, God wants the prayer warriors his attention. The more we call on him, the more he'll answer us. Can't play honky dory no more. This thing is real. More than ever. No. It's so real until there's another storm coming up in the land, and it's a what? And one of the things that I find out, God has called us to a greater responsibility. And one thing I know is we are still on the line. Tonight's a good night to just let it all, as the man says, go ahead and shoot your best shot. What God does for us is because he loves us. And the more you study God's word, he will allow us. Now, here's the host. God is so good. His mercy, all praise his name. His mercy endures forever. Not my mercy, but his mercy. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. She's a forgiving God in the name of Jesus. He wants to see mankind. And here we are. Can we talk? Somebody on the line, go ahead. Can we talk? Apostle, are you here?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay, it's your program. Go ahead. I just told a lot to you. Something. Go ahead. Apostle, go ahead.
Oh, praises be to the Most High God. We want to thank God for His Holy Spirit. And I do truly apologize. It almost reminds me of what the Lord was telling us earlier this morning about the plate. Sometimes we have too much on our plate. And so sometimes we have to wait on the Lord and let Him put on your plate what He wants you to do in a day's time. And I said all of that because sometimes we all get so busy and we get overloaded and we forget a lot of things that we shouldn't. But nevertheless, I'm a person that is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And even though I wasn't really saying about the show tonight, I was getting ready to put on a Facebook something that had been in my spirit. And so since it was in my spirit, I like to share it with the people of God that's listening tonight. Can we talk? So on this, I would like to talk about the big, big, big demon called deception. And in some form or fashion, that deception, it runs high, not in just the world, but it runs high in Christian people too. And so the Bible says, be ye not deceived, because God is not mocked. And what I'm saying to all that are listening, I'm aware on the Facebook, there are some things that you see and read on their Facebook, it's deception. And you say, well, what do you mean? I'm aware of a couple of pictures on Facebook. I'm not going to call nobody names. And these are Christian people. And the picture that portrayed that's their spot, they have their ministry. But the picture is not them. And it's the picture of one of their dead loved ones. And I'm like, hey, this is deception. Just say if somebody was looking on the Facebook and they saw this beautiful woman, and it's your ministry, but that woman is dead, but you still have her picture on Facebook. Like, that's you. That's deception. And I said, Father, how do we, as ministers of God, make the person aware that that's deception? And so that's why I was saying I would have put it on Facebook, not to attack that person, but to make that person aware. Now, many would say, I put it like that because I don't want my picture on Facebook, okay? You don't want your picture on Facebook? That's fine. You can just put your ministry or what you have to say or some kind of figure, but don't use a dead person's picture to make people believe that's you. So I would say, can we talk about the big demon deception tonight? Anybody else would like to respond on that?
Can we talk? Anybody, can we talk? The lines are open. Go ahead. Can we talk? this social media that we have called Facebook and Twitter, it allows us to reach out no faster than a telephone. So would somebody mute their phone, please? It would allow us to reach out faster. You can reach a person with a text, 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you can reach a person with a text. And because there's Facebook and Twitter and some other they got, and LinkedIn and some other they got, some people find more, that's a place they can H-I-D from the T-R-U-T-H. There are a lot of people on there come on my Facebook. I don't make them a part of my Facebook. I really don't want to. Why do I do that? Because I don't want God. I'm representing God in the name of Jesus. I want to make sure I stay as clean as I possibly can in God's favor. So a lot of people say, somebody disagreed with me. Somebody agreed with me. Can we talk? Someone on the radio line? Can we talk?
Can we talk? You know, it's just like on the Facebook. When I opened it tonight, the first thing popped up to the Facebook family, if you want to donate to this cause or the flood and everything. It looked good. It sounded good. But you got to use your credit card. That you got to be careful. You got to be careful on this. Because if you don't know the foundation, if you don't know nothing about it, so many people are scheming and scamming. Anytime something like this happens in a city, you just have to watch and pray. Because you got to know it's still dogs out there. It's still deception out there. So beware. That's all God is saying tonight. Beware. And can we talk? So, you know, I'm reminded in the Word, I think it's in the book of Revelation, it's probably Revelation 12 or 17, it talks about deception. Be ye not deceived. Amen? And it also talks about some say they are apostles, and some say this about themselves, but beware. You will know God's people by their fruits. Amen. And when I'm saying fruits, most people want to attach fruits to monetary things. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about
spiritual things. Amen. Spiritual gifts. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
can we talk tonight? Anybody listening on the line, we would like to hear you and talk. Open your mouth. Speak out. We want to hear.
One of the things I would say to the listeners, one thing, this is not a Republican or Democratic radio station. It's a God radio station. Now, we bring up the issues where we can help propel someone to the next level. Many people I've met and come to know and understand, some people don't care. Some people care. Now, all these games they're playing during the time of this, God is saying to the believers, beware. Everybody's coming on, can you make a contribution? No, if it's not Red Cross, I'm not going to make a contribution. If it's not a known church, I know, I'm not going to make a contribution. Now, this football player who raised almost $9 million because his name had credibility. Somebody does credibility. Are you going to give me $100 million if I don't have no credibility? I don't think so. Can we talk?
Yes.
Can we talk? You don't have to talk about this. I'll tell you to talk about it. You have free
purpose. Another purpose of some people is motive. Some people have found an opportunity to do stuff that they may be recognized. And I'll say to the world tonight, whatever you do, do it from your heart. Don't do it to be recognized, just to be recognized. And I do know that some people don't do it to just be recognized. And I know the media is the one that put your name out there, you know. Like I was looking at the TV a while ago, and they showed where this restaurant, Landry's, ordered over 900 pieces, I think, for the police department. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But I'm saying, don't do it because you want your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Do it from the heart. Now, I'm going to give you an example. If anybody knows exactly what a scripture is today, would you please quote it? You remember Jesus Christ himself healed the blind man. Okay? Jesus told that blind man to go home or something like that. And he said he was going on the way. So Jesus didn't want to be recognized because he healed the blind man. But guess what? Because the blind man was so happy, Jesus told him, don't tell nobody. That's what Jesus told him, don't tell nobody. But the blind man was so happy that Jesus' friend got out about he healed a blind man because the blind man could not retain it. He was saying, hey, I once was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. And if anybody knows just what that scripture is, that's been in my spirit all day. It's Jesus, King of Kings, the healer of all mankind. He never wanted recognition.
Can we talk? Young, we talk.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. This is Prophetess Meekins from Beaumont. You know, I've learned something about Facebook. It's an opportunist. They be looking for somebody that's, and you know what? Me and somebody was talking about this earlier. It's like people, and that's not a good thing. They seem like they so happy to see somebody going through something, or they just waiting for a perfect opportunity to take something from them, but if they help somebody, they just feel like what? They get the glory. They don't get no glory from me. They don't get no glory from me. God is my personal Savior. He get all the glory.
Yes.
He get all the honor. He
Amen.
Get all the praise. He get all the praise.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, if certain family members, I say that's opportunists. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want, you know, if I do something for somebody from the
mm-hmm.
kindness of my heart, you don't have to say, well, Sister Minkins did all that, or so-and-so.
Right.
I don't want that. God
Amen.
Knows my heart. That's the most important thing. He
Amen.
Knows my heart. And that's why I love him so.
I love him too.
Me too.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Sister,
Amen.
Prophetess from Beaumont. Oh,
yes.
I thank God to hear your voice. My hometown is Beaumont. I'm a Pastor Esther Limbert, born in Beaumont, Texas. And not only am I seeking the Lord every day for Beaumont, I'm preparing, even during this time, to move back to Beaumont. And I know that God has something great for me in Beaumont. Because
Amen.
It's like my eyes in the center of the storms, and The last time I moved back to Beaumont was during the time, I mean moved from Beaumont, I had moved back to Beaumont. It was during the time of the Katrina and Rita storm. And I'm saying all this to say, can we talk? And if anybody remember that storm, that it turned around.
When I hear products take all the
way up. It was supposed to hit Houston, and then it went to Beaumont.
That was Rita,
huh? I wanted to say this. They're talking about, I hear a lot of people talking about it right now. Did y'all know? They say the storm coming back. And I spoke it out this afternoon. I said, the storm not coming back over here. I said, the only reason the storm will turn around and come back here because of the people. The people. I said, and it's because of their hard-headedness. Like, okay, God bring you out the storm. He dropped the rain. He bring the sunshine out. Are you going to continue to pray and seek his face, or are you going to turn around and go back to your folly? Good question tonight.
Jesus.
So can we talk? Anybody else, can we talk?
Continue to pray. Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. Unlimited prayers, Jesus. Unlimited prayer.
Yes.
And I hear so many people complaining. You have your health. You have your strength. He woke you up. It could be a lot worse. Stop complaining. And, you know, and they keep saying, I see you. And you know what? People say, I see you on Facebook. I say, yeah, but I'm not all about, I don't know what y'all think I'm on there for. I'm on there because God has me on there. I'm encouraging somebody. I'm encouraging somebody, you know. And
that's,
we all go through
door.
Things.
Yes.
We all go through something. We all go through something, but sometimes we need each other. You know, at times we need each other. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, I may be going through something now, but oh, Jesus, I'm still waiting on you.
Yes. Well, I want to ask you, my sister, beloved, how are you in Beaumont for the storm situation?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. I have a roof over my head, have a warm bed.
All right.
My niece had informed us a couple of days ago, I think about 3 days ago, that they were going to cut the water off. So guess
okay.
what? The media hurry up and got on television. No, it's not so. It's not so. So I filled up my tub and filled up some, you know, a bunch of buckets and, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And they still kept talking about this. They cut the water off. I still had my water. And then I had, you know, God had just, you know how God had put my spirit to prepare. I had been getting Vienna sausage and crackers, and
yeah.
I had been getting water. So when I kind of, you know, everything calmed down, so I have 11 and a half cases of water. That's a blessing. Then I
okay.
have water to flush the toilets and stuff. I have
yeah.
food. We have a generator. I'm blessed.
Woo, hallelujah. What part of Beaumont do you live in?
Right by Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar
College.
They was saying they waiting to see whether they were going to evict those that live in Lamar, right?
Well, it was pretty bad here because the water was over the underpasses. All the underpasses
okay.
near Lamar were flooded.
Okay.
Water came up as far as our front porch, and we had sandbags.
Oh, God.
In 58 years, I had never saw anything yet. But guess what? I continue to say, but
yes,
God.
But God. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God.
Amen. But God.
And one thing, if y'all don't remember nothing else, somebody prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Be it your grandmother. Your great grandmother, your mother, your father. My mom always told me when you pray, you pray for your family. You pray for the ones not even here yet.
Yes. Thank you.
So I thank God for that.
Jesus,
this is so good. Can we talk? Can we talk? And I just love God. He's showing me things. He's opening doors. He's taking the blinders off my eyes and opening my spiritual ears.
Amen.
So I just continue to thank him.
That's it. You know, when you say open up your spiritual ears, prophetess, I told this testimony on my conference line this morning, and I said it when I opened up on the line tonight. It was right there in Beaumont, Texas, when I had this vision, and I think I was in St. Peter's Church. You know, I think it's right there off of the freeway. Yeah. And I remember in this vision, Jesus came in through a back door, which means most people were looking for him to come through a front door, but he came through the back door. And in his vision, he had a white plate, and he had it held up in his hand. And in his vision, I said, Lord, what does that represent? And this is what he spoke to my spirit. He said, this is the way I want y'all to come to me, empty, empty. He said, let me put on your plate what I want you to have or eat in a day. And he said, what's wrong with most leaders in America? He said, their plates are too full. He said, think about a long time ago, if you went to church, the preacher wasn't rushing you or rushing
no.
You could tell your testimonies and whatever. But nowadays, they have four or five or six engagements. They got to go over on the other side of church at 3 o'clock, and they got to go somewhere else at 7
o'clock. That's true.
And the plates are too full. Okay? So, in summing up this revelation, it's the same way if you go to, we got one right there in Beaumont, or what that place that everybody likes to go to that they eat all they can eat.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Same way. The greedy spirit. Some people go in there and just put everything on their plate at one time. Now, you think about it. Some of all of that food you mix gonna make your stomach hurt. And you gotta think about, I don't care if they do have chicken and roast and lamb and whatever down that line, you don't have to get all of that on your plate.
As Mama used to say, that's being big-eyed.
So, I'm just about that in to say, come to Jesus empty, and he will fill your plate with what you need to do within that day or time. We thank God. Can you talk? Anybody else?
Praise
God. You're talking about Golden Corral.
Yeah, that's it.
Golden Corral. Yeah. Praise God, everybody. Glory
praise
to God in the highest. I'm glad to be on here. I'm telling y'all, though, John Gray was fantastic on TBN this whole last hour. I enjoyed him. Prophetess, I was saying earlier today I was telling my granddaughter the other day, that's when your eyes are bigger than your belly. That, you know, that's what the old folks used to say. When you say big-eyed, you know. They stack the plates up and what's next. But I do agree. But God not only meant that, Pastor Esther, in the physical way, he meant it in the spiritual way, in this aspect, that we're so busy reaching and trying to go everywhere and trying to do everything and trying to, like you say, like the old time churches, the pastor, we could stay there in testimony all night. But now the new churches, they got a time schedule and all that, and you got to be fitted in, and then they got to hear the testimony before you can say it.
That's
the funny part, you know. But I also have, as you could also have testified to the prophetess, that is one of the things that she said earlier, is that I feel strongly, very strongly about, is not trying to take any praise. Anything, because all the praise needs to go to the Lord. But we're so, but this human flesh that we dwell, this body we dwell in, is so busy seeking recognition. And if you would have seen John Gray on TV just a while ago, that's what his book is called, I Am Number 8, talking about David. And he said, you've been made the way you've made. And this is what I've been preaching. We all try to want to be somebody else and want to be different. But God has chosen you the way you are for his purpose, for his divine purpose. And Esther, your personality is a lot like John Gray's, you know. But the thing is, we always have to be careful that when we say we got something to say, that we ain't trying to push us up ahead, whereas God has already made us, you know, trying to be seen. As you remember how old folks used to be seen. So that's one of my fears, because I know the flesh, you know, like I brag and I boast that I am saved, I am the righteousness of Christ, I am a holy woman of God because of Jesus. Not because I've done anything to get that way. So, but I could turn that around, or the devil could start building up on my ego, letting me know, yeah, you sure is holy. You sure is saved. And I could get the big and think that I'm better than everybody else. And that's impossible. Impossible, but the devil lies, and that's the way he turns lies. So that's why we have to walk in the... We can talk.
And you know what? Something else, too. Because of my gift, I've always said, Lord, don't let me speak never in the flesh. Let me speak.
Let me speak in the spirit.
That's what I say, Lord, let me speak. Let me speak never let me speak in the flesh. That's not a good thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me speak in the spirit. And you know, certain people be saying, "Well, you so and so, you told me." No, I did not tell you that.
Yes.
I said God put that in my spirit. Now, if I told it to you, I forgot it. He gave it to you, and that's it.
Amen.
I got some breaking news.
Okay, what is it?
I read somebody sent me a video of one man who made a confession. He says he knows that his Redeemer lives, and he asked him to forgive him for all the teaching that he'd been done falsely.
That's Farrakhan.
Carol Farrakhan. Y'all heard about it?
No.
It's on Facebook.
He asked everybody, he said, the wrong teaching I've been teaching, he said, Jesus Christ, my Redeemer, lives.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. This is great news! Great news! Great news!
Yes. Praise God!
Praise you, Jesus!
Amen. God. That's what I'm saying. Facebook is good. It is. You can get some good information, and I want to applaud Farrakhan on being able to confess it, and then they have on there also. pray for him and his family. And I know why. Because, see, they're looking at a bunch of Muslims
uh-huh.
might come back and try to kill him.
Uh-huh. Sure is. Sure is. But, you know, Farrakhan was diagnosed with cancer over 10 years ago. And God kept him here to bring him to the full light.
Oh,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I'm so grateful. And I'm so sad, though, that he didn't get this revelation before Ali died, that maybe he could have helped him, but I guess it just might have not been in the...
God has an appointed time.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Time. This is the time for him to have confessed.
Yeah.
Like I said a while ago, did anybody find that scripture about the blind man?
Oh, yeah, I did look it up. Let me see where was it at.
Okay, I want us to hear just how Jesus said that. I might have said just the 2 points, but the point I want us to hear is when you read it, if you find it, read it to us.
All right.
We thank God because, see, the blind man is saying, hey, I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
I was blind. And what he's saying, this man, he healed me. So I cannot kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about yourself. If you was blind and Jesus healed you,
mm-hmm.
it would be too much for you to not tell. But the good part was Jesus didn't want no recognition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In him not want no recognition, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same with us.
Mm-hmm.
We do what's good, and we're not doing it for recognition.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will get the recognition you need from who you help.
Amen. Amen. Hey.
Somebody else gonna kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else gonna blow the trumpet and say, "Did you know, Sister Love, or Mister Love, or Prophetess in Beaumont, or Doctor Hunter? Did you know? I tell you, I was on that show, and I thank God. God did this. Where the recognition gonna go? But Doctor Hunter wasn't blowing his trumpet for that recognition.
One of the things I got the Apostle John Newsom. Newsom, are you on the line with me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Go ahead and tell us what you told us, what you sent me today about the gentleman of Farrakhan.
Well, I got breaking news, and I heard some great news because, you know, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yahweh, the Almighty God, He desires that all be saved and none lost. And I got some breaking news today. I listened to the recording on YouTube, and Minister Farrakhan of the Islam religion, Islam, he's been teaching Islam for over 40 years.
Yeah.
For over 40 years. And today, as I was listening to the recording on YouTube, he renounced what he did. He says that he's going to have to pay for the wrong doctrine that he had been teaching for all these years. But one thing he said, I'm not going to hell. He says Jesus is his redeemer.
Lord,
he said Jesus is his redeemer. He said you can have the house. He said you can have the money. He said you can have the suits. He said I'm not going to hell. He says Jesus is my redeemer. And so this is great breaking news. You can go to YouTube and you can punch in Minister Farrakhan says Jesus is his redeemer, and it'll come up and you can see it. And I tell you, I believe that that's just awesome because I know, and I know that everyone listening knows, that it's not too late. As long as you have breath in your body, if you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that you shall be saved.
That's what it says.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that's some.
That's great news. Thank you. Thank y'all.
That's some great news. That's some great news. And I'm happy for God, and I'm happy for Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm very happy about that.
What it was, the Farrakhan is just a beginning of what you're getting ready to see. All of the false teachers, if they're hearing from God and God quickening them, they're going to have to do the same thing Farrakhan has done. They're going to have to say they were wrong, you know. And that's hard for a whole bunch of leaders to confess they were wrong. They got to go to hell with being wrong in their doctrine and to say, I taught it wrong, you know. But God, if you are a true servant of God, evidently God must have shown Farrakhan something for him to rise up and acknowledge, because he was a great leader to the Muslims.
It's easy to confess when you come into salvation. He didn't just must have showed something. Farrakhan got saved. He got redeemed, like he's saying. He got all of us was once lost, and when I got saved, I didn't know nothing about salvation. But when I got saved, I knew salvation had taken place in my soul, and so that's what happened to him. And these other people you're saying that's gonna have to confess, they lost. If they ain't already saved, they ain't lost. See, it ain't the two in the world, the lost and the saved, and most of the lost don't know they lost. They've been taught doctrine, they've been taught religion, they've been taught a lot of garbage, but they don't know Jesus. And so when Jesus come and make his abode, you gonna tell it. You gonna tell it.
So can we talk? And you found that scripture, Minister Love?
No, I ain't found it.
Everybody know where it is. I'm talking about when God healed the blind man. It's in Matthew's, I think.
I've been over there to Matthew 5:11, but 11:5.
See, in other words, we was talking about recognition, and we was talking about not wanting to be recognized. But we was talking about when God do something great, the one that he healed or did something for, he's the one going to get it. He's the one going to tell.
Yeah.
You don't have to blow your own trumpet.
No, don't. Amen. Amen. I agree with you. I agree.
So even if we don't find the scripture, I know it's there, what I'm talking about. The blind man couldn't hold it. He said, all I know is this man healed my eyes. I was once blind, but now I can see.
I remember that.
So that's like all of us, Ruth. It's like we say, hey, I too was once blind. See, we were blind. He said, if the gospel is hid, it's only hid to those that are what? Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way. If we were blind to the truth, if we were lost to the truth, but now we can see clearly.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's a good thing. Can we talk? Amen.
Mm. Ooh, and that's the same thing that's going to happen to the Jews, too. To the Jews. Amen.
Amen.
You know what? I think, you know, can we talk? This is, to me, that's a great confirmation. God took a man who was against him. He's now confessing his son, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's confessing himself. God said, I told you.
You know what he said? You know what he said, Apostle? He said, He said, "For I know my Redeemer liveth, and he called the name of Jesus."
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Don't you know he's the leader of millions of
Yes. 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 Millions.
This
millions.
Is a big impact. This
and
is this is
black.
God is getting glory worldwide.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yeah, God is getting glory. This is like a Saul on the road to Damascus.
Yes.
This man was gung-ho for teaching Islam. I mean, they didn't consider, you know what, he called Christianity the white man's religion.
Yeah.
But man, he's changed. Glory to God.
My God.
I want you all to look at it. Go to YouTube and punch in Minister Farrakhan says, "His Redeemer liveth," and it'll come up. And I tell you, it's very powerful.
My God,
thank
my God.
You. Thank you for that. I haven't looked at the tube, but I saw it on Facebook, and it showed his face, and it showed that he acknowledged that Jesus Christ was his Redeemer, you know.
Amen.
But you know what blessed me too? What I read when I heard it, it's like you said, the blind man. It's like that woman who had the blood issue. She said, "But if I can just touch the hem of his."
Yeah.
But now, I couldn't hear, but now I can hear. We hear what God the Father has said. He's so merciful, so great. Can we talk? Somebody else, can we talk? This is the world. Can we talk? Can we talk?
I thank God because after 8 days, it started last Thursday till today, I had not been out of this house. And I said, "God, I got to get out of here." And so today, three of us went out, and we went to this Chinese place to eat. We rolled down all the Westfield. We were able to see the damages.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda was taking her book back to the library. She opened the door and she said, "Oh my God, Sister Esther, there's nobody in there." She said it was so much mud in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And she said so much. Computers and everything turned over in the library, and how all the books was wet and what have you in the library.
Wow.
I said, "Oh, my God." And, you know, when you think about that, they're talking to people about places being open and how people are brutalizing places.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people, they have no love for nobody. Some people go into these people's houses that are away from homes and burglarize everything.
It's pitiful.
It's just pitiful. That's the word right there.
Who would be thinking about trying to rob somebody or steal stuff in all that water? I mean, that's the devil is... The devil just make people do all kind of foolish stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nut. They're nuts.
Yes, sir.
And just like I saw on the Facebook, don't know how true it is, but they said it started, I don't know if it's this month or next month, that Trump is doing something to affect our Medicare. So I don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-mm.
But God is in control, not Trump. God is.
Oh, okay. That scripture, "See thou tell no man," is in Matthew 8:4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you read that quickly, sister? Go ahead.
Because I just went to the Concordance and found that the blind, and I couldn't find it. Matthew 8:4. Okay. 8:4. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
And see, Jesus has said, tell no man. But the blind man was so happy, he had to tell him. So when you meet Jesus, you can't keep it no secret.
That's right.
Okay.
Jesus,
he's better than chili beans and cornbread.
Yes, sir.
You would have tell it to everybody. Yes. So the blind man says, I once was blind, but now I can see. I can imagine how he felt. Amen.
Amen.
See,
I've never been blind, but I can just feel what he felt all the time. He couldn't see.
Well, you know, one thing that brings me to the point, it brings me to the point where the Apostle Paul said, who are you, Lord? Who are you? Remember, I am Jesus whom you persecuted. So perhaps in my heart, and I've been trying to reach some of my friends who are Islam, nobody would answer the phone. They
They
won't answer the phone.
A lot of them is mad.
I know.
A lot of them is mad. Mad about that.
Yeah.
You're right, Doctor, because like Esther said, they people gonna be looking to kill him. Muslims that killed Malcolm X because he told them it wasn't just black folks that was Muslim. Mm-hmm. It was folks all over the world that was Muslim.
This is a whole different level right here. This is a whole different level right here. Yes, sir.
This is a whole different level. Yes, sir.
Malcolm X wasn't claiming Christ. He wasn't claiming Jesus.
No.
Minister Farrakhan, he's claiming Jesus as his Lord and Savior, his Redeemer.
That's what I'm saying. But the
blood have to go and hide.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
He took it to a whole nother level now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so proud of him. That's the best thing. I'm so proud of Minister Farrakhan. I'm telling you. And he was preaching, too. He was preaching while he was saying it.
Man, I'm telling you.
And look, if that's on Facebook, you know they're going to take that off of there, okay?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. They'll take it off of there, too. You know they don't want to hear that, but that's okay. That's okay.
But
God.
Already out. Amen.
But God.
Look at God.
That's what we all been praying about. We've been praying for the lost, those are homeless, those that don't know Jesus, some in prison, spiritually, some. It's the prayer we've been praying on G-Man's program. And I tell you, God is so good. His mercy indeed never.
Hey, Father, would y'all like for me to pull it up and play it over the air? It's like a minute or something.
Yes. I'm trying.
Praise
to get
let me go get my wife's phone and let me pull it up.
Praise God.
I'm trying to pull it up on my old infected phone. My phone got so many viruses in it, it's pitiful. Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to see why y'all doing that. Be watchful and be prayerful, because God is still testing America. He's testing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. He's testing. And
everything is a test right now. Everything is a test.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Yes,
the way we walk, the way we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How we treat people, how we being treated.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say before we go, can people see the reflection of God in us.
I just want to
say that before we go tonight. See, even through the storm, can people see the reflection of God? Even in our life before the storm and now.
Here it is.
Can people see the reflection of God in you?
Okay, he's saying.
Hold on 1 second. Josh, keep talking. Let me find.
Okay. In other words, what you're saying, prophetess, is your light shining?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
It is shining in
darkness. What you're going through.
And
amen.
You know,
this
is
told
the
time.
We're
in a crucial time where people want to come to the Lord. You can't go to people that's hurting, complaining, and just looking all sad about this and that.
You got
no.
to have compassion.
Yes. Forget about yourself.
We
forget
all
about
have
yourself.
A story. We
yes.
all have
yes.
a story.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Amen.
And we used to be able to tell our stories and testimonies in the so-called churches, but they've been shut down. Nobody wants to hear nobody's testimonies no more.
Tell it on the street, mother.
You can dance.
Tell it on the street.
You can do whatever
else. Tell it where you go. See, I don't let people stop me. You don't want me to do this? I know where God wants me to do it at. I tell it here, tell it there.
That's right.
Don't let them stop you from telling your testimony.
That's it.
Because somebody out there want to hear it.
Yes, Lord.
Here it is, y'all. Here it is, ready.
Okay.
Louis Farrakhan has publicly announced that his Redeemer is Jesus Christ. This is August 25th. It published August 25th. On the ChristianPost.com. We'll leave the link in the description. But that's true. Louis Farrakhan states that Christ is his Redeemer. I want to take a listen to the video. Check out what he has to say. Just got it online right here so that there is no twisting. I'm not twisting anything. He has said it. He said it. I want you to hear it and blow it up so you can see it on the screen. All that good stuff right here. You can read more on it later. But let's see and hear what he has to say. Oh, can't get any sound going. I wonder why. Oh, I see why. Let's give him a start over. Here we go.
I thank God for guiding me for 40 years absent my teacher to my next journey. We'll have to answer the question. I'm going to say it. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know, I'm not guessing, that my Jesus is alive. I know that my Redeemer lives. And because he lives, I know that I too will pass through the portal of death, yet death will not afflict me. So I say to the devil, I know I've got to pay a price for what I've been teaching all these years. You can have the money, you can have the clothes, you can have the suit, you can have the house,
There it is. Hello?
I'm here. My God. That was awesome. That
y'all hear?
That was awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was awesome. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He can change anybody. He can change anybody.
Can everyone hear? Can everyone hear it?
Yes, we heard it. Good. And it's on Facebook too, like Sister Esther say. You just type in Louis Farrakhan, it comes right up. Louis Farrakhan declares Jesus. Accept Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
good.
Gonna
that's
say, and I'm
Amen.
Gonna say can we talk and before we close out with the prophetess on the line in Beaumont, Texas, we got to pray tonight. So I would just love to pray at this hour if y'all would agree with us, okay?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come humble, we know how. Houston, we were right here and we saw all of this happening. And now the same storm is down in Beaumont, Texas. And Lord God, I have loved ones in Beaumont. Beaumont is in my heart. I love Beaumont. I just love it. And I know that there are people down there, and I know it's one pastor that I know he's seeking the Lord, and his door is open to help people, and that's at Antioch Church in Beaumont. And every church open in Beaumont, I want every church to help the people of God, help them. And we thank God for the Civic Center or the City Hall or the Lamar College or whatever. Save your
Amen.
People. Save God. And Lord, just show me a vision about Beaumont and a storm in Houston before all of this happened. And
Jesus.
You showed me so much violence was in Beaumont. So, Lord,
yes.
we rebuke the violence right now that it won't be a lot of shooting and killing, and that's what I saw. And, Lord, we know that when people going through and they're not saved, they get violent. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy
yes,
tonight. And cover them, Father, and let them repent. As Farrakhan, we heard him repent tonight. Let them repent. I have a nephew right there in Beaumont, Anthony Grant. He's a diehard Muslim. He received it while he was in the army. His mama, who is my sister, we all Christians. Oh, God, let Anthony Grant repent and see his leader has been wrong. And all of the other followers that follow the Muslims, religion. Open up that blind eyes as you did the blind man to see. And that's my prayer tonight. In the mighty name of Yahshua, whom is our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You all for letting
me share that. Apostle, tell her where your church is located at.
My church, Word of Faith Christian Center, Church of Osnu, is located at 984 B.J. Lewis Drive in Houston, Texas, 77088. Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. That's 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive in Houston, Texas, 77088. Sunday services, 10:30 a.m. Come and worship with me. I'd love to see your face in the place.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you all.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless everybody.
God has blessed you.
Love y'all.
Love
you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
people.